FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump today criticizing judges who ruled against his administration's effort to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members under the Wartime Alien Enemies Act. At the White House today, President Trump saying there's no time for trials.
We're getting them out, and a judge can't say, no, you have to have a trial. The trial's going to take 2 years, and no, we're going to have a very dangerous country if we're not allowed to do what we're entitled to do.
The so-called doomsday mother, Lori Vallow Daybell, convicted of helping to murder her own children, now convicted of a new crime, this time for the murder of their fourth husband by an Arizona court. The Department of Health and Human Services and the Food and Drug Administration announcing Tuesday a series of measures to phase out 8 artificial food dyes and colorings from America's food supply. The Vatican announcing the body of Pope Francis will lay in state in St. Peter's Basilica starting Wednesday. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources have announced over 10 million trees were planted in the state last year. According to a press release, Wisconsin's Trillion Trees Pledge 2024 annual report found that nearly 10.7 million trees were planted over more than 57,000 acres. The report also found the state has covered over 40% of its 75 million tree goal by 2030. Governor Evers signed an executive order to pursue the pledge in 2021. The state has also reached over 60% of its forest conservation goal. The Wisconsin Department of Administration shared rules with state employees on how to interact with immigration authorities on Friday. According to the memo, state workers were advised to contact their agency's legal counsel in the event of a visit from immigration officers. It also advises staff to refuse to hand over documents or computer access to immigration authorities before consulting with their legal counsel. State employees were also advised not to answer questions or give immigration officers access to non-public areas. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Barron and Rusk Counties is inviting residents to register for their Healthy Living with Diabetes workshop. The 6-week program starting May 7th will offer participants evidence-based strategies to integrate with traditional treatment, like adding nutritious foods and appropriate exercise to their daily routines. The program is open to adults with pre-type 1 or type 2 diabetes, as well as family members and caregivers who support them. Pre-registration for the program must be completed by April 30th. One person was killed in a single-vehicle crash in Sawyer County over the weekend. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the County Communication Center received a 911 call from an iPhone crash detector at 8:40 a.m. on Friday. When they responded to the pinned location on West County Highway B in Winter, they found the crash scene and 26-year-old Don Jenny Del Real of Lac de Flambeau was pronounced deceased at the scene. Their initial investigation found Del Real had gone off the road and rolled over into a wooded area. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in Indianapolis. The final 123-115 in favor of the Pacers. Indy dominated the game throughout. Bucks only pulling to within 5 points with just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points. Damian Lillard, in his first game back, played 37 minutes, scored 14 points. Game 3 of the series, Friday night in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Pacers now lead the best-of-7 series, 2 games to nothing. Baseball, Brewers and Giants playing tonight in San Francisco. NFL, the draft coming up in Green Bay on Thursday night. I asked Brian Gutekunst about a former first-round draft pick, Lucas Van Ness, and what does he expect from him this year at defensive end?
Yeah, we have high expectations for Lucas. We always kind of have. Obviously, we took him very early, but we're very excited where he is on his developmental path and expect big things from him this year. So certainly, if we're going to get to where we want to go to, he's going to be a big part of that.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, increasing clouds as lows drop to the lower 40s, light south winds. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. You may see a shower or two in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. A little better chance of showers going into Wednesday night. Currently 49 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're just like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome three filmmakers from the Milwaukee Film Festival. Toby Jones and Ben Hansen join the show to talk about their film, AJ Goes to the Dog Park, and Mark Evans talks about his film, The Diamond King.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, here we are, and good morning to you, Wisconsin. Like the man said, I'm Pat Kreitlow. It is 6:06 on this Wednesday morning, April 23rd, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north. We're still up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network on the Civic Media app, catching us on YouTube or Facebook. We've even got a new YouTube page that we're on this morning. Or maybe you're listening later on by podcast. Thanks for starting your day and our new chapter right here. I got a question for you. Are you ready for more of this? There's a lot that's the same guy, but you know, new show title. Let's see, new graphics over here. There's some new music. There's more guests and the same old Pat and Greg. I mean, the best stuff that you liked from the show is still here with a few new things as well. There's Greg now clearing his pipes and getting ready for another day of broadcasting. How are we doing today?
I'm doing peachy keen, Pat.
Ah, you big liar. We ran this thing right up until the finish line, like every other new project.
I mean,
like,
it's,
okay. What is the paint dry yet? I don't know, but if the paint's on the wall, let's go.
Is the paint dry? Well, I'm sitting anyway, so there we go.
Might need some new pants afterwards, but hey.
We're here.
For 3 hours, jinx, every morning. From 6 till 9, buy me a Coke. And we have packed a lot into the program this morning. Let me tell you all about it. It's a bigger show. It's more expansive. We're in some additional areas where people can hear us. And at the bottom line of all of it is that this is still anchored by the guy who started Up North News and still works for Up North News, and Courier Newsroom is the parent company of Up North News, and this is still done in full partnership with Civic Media. We've enjoyed this so much that we got together and said, hey, let's extend the deal and let's spruce up the place a little bit. So that's what we did, and we thank you for being here. So coming up today, we'll talk about how taxpayers in Green Bay will be getting better transparency on their property tax bills, about school costs, especially and specifically how much money is skimmed off the top of what's supposed to go to public schools and is diverted to private schools through an expensive voucher program. We will hear from Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. We will talk to State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner and Denise Gomer-Hutchinson from the Wisconsin Public Education Network all about that. That's all part of our homeroom segment. And we'll also talk to the representative and to the mayor about tomorrow's NFL draft happening at Lambeau Field. In our new third hour at 8 a.m., we'll get to know another of the candidates running to be chair of the state Democratic Party, and that would be William Garcia from Western Wisconsin. We'll have a little fun with the remembering the early days of the internet when the information superhighway was more like a gravel road by comparison. I mean, at the time, Alta Vista, Ask Jeeves, CompuServe, those were some of the superstars for early users, and so we'll ask you how many others you might remember along the way. And of course, with us expanding into the 8 o'clock hour now, a few more folks might be awake, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and want to hop on the phones. You can do that at 855-75-CIVIC throughout the show, 855-752-4842. You can always call or text us through the Civic Media app as well. Or you can put a comment on Facebook or YouTube. For example, Alicia writes on YouTube, yay, new stuff. We do indeed. And on Facebook, from Kirk Bangstead and the folks at the Minocqua Brewing Company, congrats, Pat. Wisconsin thanks you for your dedication to the truth and sanity in these dark times. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that very, very much as well. One change that you'll notice not in this hour, but in our 7 and 8 o'clock hours, is that we will now have some real estate, basically, where some of our local stations across the Civic Media Radio Network will insert their own local programming. So let me pull back the curtain a little bit and tell you what I mean by that. And I'm going to use Chad Holmes as an example, because y'all hear Chad. He's with us every Tuesday morning around 7:50 here. And then he has had his own program in Wausau on 98.9 WXCO. And the same has been said for some of the other stations around the network. And in some cases, I mean, filling 2 hours a day and not rehashing things over and over again can be a bit of a challenge sometimes. So we thought, hey, we got this big, shiny network. Let's get the best of both worlds in here. Let's have a network show in the morning, but let's give ample time. So 4 times throughout the course of the show, in the case of the Wausau listeners, around 7:20 and 7:50, around 8:20 and 8:50, you'll be hearing Chad. He'll either be talking about things that are in the news. He might be interviewing newsmakers. It might be news stories that he or Brittany Merlot or other people are working on. And the same can be said for some of the other stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. And eventually all of them will have local blocks. So it's almost like, the Today Show and doing the local cut-ins at some point. And I will be here as well, covering kind of the Chippewa Valley area for those cut-ins. All right. So that's a little bit about the new structure of the show. Brittany Merlot will be here just after the 7 o'clock news. She tells us that the state forecast for this morning says a warm front is lifting through the state. Temperatures are climbing, but it's triggering some rain as well. Morning showers and storms, especially in southern Wisconsin, then occasional sun, and then the chance of an isolated thunderstorm later in the day. Highs in the mid-60s up north to the low 70s in the south, a southeast wind at 5 to 10, switching to the southwest. For tonight, on and off scattered rain. Lows tonight in the mid-30s up north to near 50 in southern Wisconsin, and light winds. And again, she'll be here in about an hour, but I can tell you that at the bus stop right now, temperatures not that much different from yesterday in the northern two-thirds of Wisconsin. It's 45 here in Chippewa Falls, 38 in Hayward, 46 in Amory. Wausau's at 37, Rapids 39, La Crosse 47 right now, Green Bay 39. It's 46 in Madison, and it's 43 in Milwaukee. Laura Lee says, good morning from Vernon County, tuning in. Well, thank you very much for that. We appreciate that. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to have Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. She's going to join us around 7:30, and she's going to have, a bit of an announcement to make, or at least something that she's been rumored to maybe be getting set to announce. So we'll talk to her about that tomorrow morning. Tomorrow we'll also have Chad Holmes for a visit. We'll talk to Joseph Pecky, who is our regular political analyst, but also is a candidate for state chair of the Democratic Party. And we'll have a discussion tomorrow on Robert Kennedy Jr. and his recent and ongoing offensive and just flat out wrong comments about autism. So all of that is coming up as well. We are most definitely still part of Up North News, and that includes a promotion for our daily newsletter. And let me make one thing kind of clear here. I love doing this. I love the whole notion of a radio show, and it's nice that they slapped my name onto it now. But this has first and foremost always been about letting people across the Civic Media Radio Network know that not only do you have that great little radio network, but you also have this great little newsroom over here called Up North News, part of Courier Newsroom, and that we have newsletters that you can subscribe to. So if nothing else, this has been a vehicle to say, come subscribe to our newsletters. Head to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe in the top banner. Christina Laurie puts together Monday through Friday morning newsletters. I put together one on Sunday mornings with a focus on Wisconsin politics. And so, again, head over to the website and check that out. Check out the work that she's doing, including a note about this Saturday being National Independent Bookseller Day and the importance of local bookstores throughout Wisconsin. We would love to have you as a subscriber along the way. A little sports now, a quarter past the hour. Christian Yelich hit a grand slam last night, the fifth of his career. Jake Bowers added a two-run homer as part of an eight-run sixth inning, leading the Brewers to an 11-3 victory over the San Francisco Giants late last night. For Yelich, it was his fifth home run of the season and his first Grand Slam in more than 3 years. And pitcher Jose Quintana remains unbeaten, 3-0 with the Brewers. He allowed just one run and six hits in six innings of work. Game three is tonight. Again, 8:10 is when the pregame will get started on several Civic Media stations throughout the network. Head over to the Civic Media website to learn more, where you can tune in to your Milwaukee Brewers. The Milwaukee Bucks, meanwhile, are already in dire straits in the playoffs, once again at the hands of the Indiana Pacers, who beat the Bucks last night 123-115 to go up 2-0 in their best-of-seven series against Milwaukee. The Bucks are down 0-2 despite the return of Damian Lillard after about a month-long health scare. He clearly was still not back at 100% yet, which is to be expected when you can't really work out, as he was being treated for a possible blood clot in his leg. Overall, over the past couple of seasons here, the Bucks have lost five of the last six playoff games that they've played against the Pacers. Game three will be Friday in Milwaukee. That'll be on NBA TV for most of the country. And then game four is late Sunday night in Milwaukee, and you can catch that on TNT. So I was saying earlier that as I was poking around for some of the things that we might want to talk about, it included a reminder of the golden age of the internet era. And Greg is in that weird middle category of people who he's not as young a whippersnapper as, you know, poor people like Dan Hagen, who we pick on. And by the way, he sends his apologies. He will be back with us next Tuesday. But Greg isn't yet an elder such as myself. But you do remember the early days of the interwebs.
Oh, absolutely. I remember getting those AOL data
little
discs.
CDs.
It's like, I remember signing up. We had 24 hours to use a month. 24.
Yes.
dial up. And I think I was like 16 or 17 when we got our first like access to the internet. And it was a crazy, crazy ride.
You got the whole dial-up noise and everything that came with it.
And then those wonderful, and just like the movie says, those three magical words, you've got mail. Someone cares.
You thought it was so great. The first time I heard like a radio station through the internet, mind was blown.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And the music sounded so good.
Hey, I downloaded this picture of James Hetfield from Metallica. Come back in 20 minutes.
Yeah. The big internet brands of the 90s, occasionally you see articles like this, where are they now? For example, I mean, Yahoo still exists, but who really goes to Yahoo anymore? You know, it's there, but it's
weirdos.
It bounced around. It was with Verizon for a time. Anyway, we go through some of these others. CompuServe. Oh. I thought CompuServe was the greatest back then.
Oh, man.
It launched in 1979. It was the original online portal with news and chats and file sharing. H&R Block later bought it, and then it went to Time Warner AOL and officially shut down in 2009. There was Prodigy. There was Alta Vista.
Yeah.
GeoCities. Do you remember Ask Jeeves?
I remember thinking about that today. Ask Jeeves and GeoCities. I remember Angel Fire websites. My yep. goodness. Blue background with red font. Oh, baby. Oh, just hurt your eyes.
We thought as we're launching a new chapter, we would remind you of previous chapters of the information age. Coming up next, Law and Order, when it's convenient for Wisconsin Republicans from Madison to Wausau. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A parade of well-known brands and CEOs lavished a post-election tribute of $239 million to the Trump-Vance Inaugural Committee, according to a new filing with the Federal Election Commission. What was it used for? Voters will likely never know. Let's start with the $5 million donation by Pilgrim's Pride, one of the world's largest meat processors and a subsidiary of a Brazilian company. Cryptocurrency Ripple gave almost $4.9 million, followed by billionaire investment banker Warren Stevens. Stevens' contribution to the inaugural and another $4 million to two Trump super PACs likely earned him the nomination to be ambassador to the UK. In the latest FEC report, 61 donors gave $1 million or more. Manufacturers included Toyota, Tyson, Boeing, and NVIDIA. Unsurprisingly, fossil fuel companies like Occidental, ExxonMobil, and Chevron were on the list, as were pharmaceutical companies Merck, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and trade association Pharma. McDonald's, Target, Verizon, Comcast, and Amazon each gave $1 million as well. What do donors get for their money? Apple CEO Tim Cook, who donated $1 million, got a tariff exemption for Apple's Chinese-made products. And where does that money go? Federal law does not require disclosure of expenses for inaugural committees. See the list of donors at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, welcome to Mornings. Greg Bach there at Radio Park in Racine. Pat Kreitlow over here in beautiful Chippewa Falls. And I meant to say as well that we invite you to help us remember, again, some of those early internet brands that you used to use. And again, AOL, everybody got the CDs. But what else was out there? Some of them are still around. eBay. Still around. I think Match.com is still a thing.
PayPal.
And of course, I should have had you play the Empire Strikes Back music for Amazon, the evil empire, Amazon, which was once just a cute little bookstore. Remember that?
Well, you know, it was yesterday. You talked to Lori yesterday. My God, I thought it was last week. and it's weird now with Amazon being what it is. Barnes and Noble seems like now, like, oh, we're going to the mom and pop shop, Barnes and Noble, because, you know, Amazon.
Oh, when Laura was on Monday morning and we talked about Independent Bookseller Day coming up, and she mentioned B. Dalton and Walden Books. And I hadn't heard those names in forever. And they were like, you know, they were like these magical places to go and visit. And then they went away. I used to love Borders when that had first come. Roger in Stevens Point says, who uses MySpace anymore? I don't know. Is MySpace still a thing?
It still is a thing. I know that for at least the for a while that bands were using it. They were using it in a place where you could experience their music, but not really. I mean, they said your MySpace page is still available. I looked for mine and it's gone. So,
Evil Eeyore on YouTube writes Earthlink.
Oh yeah! Oh my God! Man, back when we were so innocent and fun.
Well, and we thought, this is all new. It's going to last forever in much the same way, people said, look at these records. These records are going to last forever. This is great new technology. No, everything moves on at some point.
Hey, Pat, you got this great technology. You got to get on it, man. It's called laser discs. It's going to be the way of the future, nothing will be invented.
Nope, my Betamax is all I need. I am all good to go. 6:25 the time right now, and let's talk about Law and Order for a moment. We'll start with the story of how there are now immigration and customs enforcement arrests happening in more places around the country, including recently the Osaka County Courthouse in Port Washington, where at least one person was arrested after a courthouse appearance. And again, it's not exactly clear, who tipped off ICE. It's not like they're monitoring every courthouse in the country. And so clearly there are tips that are arriving. The same thing happened not long ago at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. And it all is raising some valid concerns about law enforcement, because in a couple of different ways. Folks who are actual victims of a crime, who deserve protection, will not be as likely to call for help if they feel like they're going to face, some kind of deportation, or I would even argue, it used to be at least an orderly deportation. Now it's more like a kidnapping and put on a plane to some country you may not have even grown up in. So there's part of that, but perhaps more importantly for people who, just really can't raise the muster to care about victims of crime, is the people who could tip off police about crimes and help catch the real bad guys. The real bad guys aren't the guys in the Home Depot parking lot in cities across the country who are the reason that you were able to get the siding replaced on your house. Okay? You can grouse about that all you want, but it is what it is. Again, much like the iPhone. You want that built here? Sure. $4,000, please. That's how this economy is going to work. If you want to get that way, get that way. But if you're going to do it by disappearing people off the streets, well, then it's no wonder that folks like Governor Tony Evers are out there telling people, like others, that there are rules to be followed when you are faced with a visit from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And so that guidance from the Evers administration recently to state employees drew a lot of fire from Republicans who said it was in defiance of the law. Governor Evers is reminding people how to abide by the law. The law is not just for law enforcement. The law is for everybody, and not everybody knows exactly how to handle something when somebody comes to your door, who may or may not, for example, have a warrant. It was basically, according to the Evers administration, helping to answer questions about how to respond if Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents or federal agents show up in the workplace. It's a 5-point memo. It tells state employees to remain calm, immediately notify their supervisor, ask the agents to identify themselves, present documentation of why they are there. The memo advises state employees not to answer questions from agents, not to give them permission to enter non-public areas, not to give them access to paper files or computer systems without first talking to an attorney. And you know what all those things are? The law. So for the folks who talk about law and order, you should want the law followed because, you might think, well, it's not going to affect me if they're given, access to computer systems because they're looking after those illegal immigrants. You start giving folks access to computer systems that shouldn't have it, it's not going to be long till it's targeting you as well by some government that, you're not as friendly about as you are with the Trump administration right here. So if you're going to be for law and order, you got to be for all of law and order. It's kind of non-negotiable that way. Which takes us to Wausau briefly, where Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney, you recall the guy that, took part in some extra legal work to move a Dropbox because he didn't think it should be outside of City Hall. He didn't like the way it was, not quite ready to be used yet. He's facing an examination by the city ethics board. He recently announced new appointments to the city's ethics board, even as they're getting set to do their examination or investigation of his actions. The other folks, their terms have expired, but they are allowed to stay on the ethics board until the city council confirms their replacements. You know, like what Republican legislators have said about agencies and leaders at the state government level. Law and order is not just for when it's politically convenient to you. You're listening to Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
As Midwest farmers gear up for spring field work, Mother Nature might have other plans. While some are eager to plant early to stay ahead of potential crop stress, Eric Snodgrass, principal atmospheric scientist for Conduit, says there's still plenty of uncertainty in the forecast. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Eric breaks down what farmers should keep an eye on in the weeks ahead.
There's a lot of folks that are out ripping stuff out early this year, and they're thinking, gosh, if I can get in now, maybe avoid some stress later, I'm going to do it. We've got to be careful on this, and we do have several large systems kind of queued up to come across the country. Now, look, this is what I wanted. I wanted to have a pretty active March in order to undo all the worries we had last time we talked about drought. So while we have a big system coming through at the end of this week, I mean a big, big, big one, which could put some snow across parts of Wisconsin, severe weather maybe in southern Wisconsin, but in Illinois all the way down to the mid-south, I need five more. If we get five more systems like the one that's going to be coming through the end of this week, I won't be talking about drought again until late in summer.
Once again, that's Eric Snodgrass along with us. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Of the grain crops, wheat and barley are two of the most sensitive to copper deficiencies. Badge SC from Gowan USA is effective for overcoming copper deficiencies while providing broad-spectrum disease protection. Badge SC can be applied from the end of dormancy through boot and tank mixed with many herbicides, fertilizers, or fungicides. When it comes to improving the yield and quality of your wheat and barley, Badge SC has you covered. Ask your ag retailer about Badge SC, America's number one selling liquid copper brand. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan Company.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 482 and three quarters, up a penny. New crop corn is trading at 464, down a half. Cash beans are trading at 1037 and a quarter, that's up 7 3/4. And new crop beans are trading at 1031 and a quarter, up 5 1/2 cents. And July wheat is trading at 552 and a half, up a quarter. On the dairy side of things, May Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1809 a hundredweight. That is down 7 cents. And June milk is trading at 1728, down 15 cents. Burrell cheese closed yesterday at 180 and 3 quarters. That was down 3 and a quarter cents. 40-pound block cheese closed yesterday at 177 and a half, down 6 cents. And the AA butter closed down 2 and a quarter cents yesterday and closed at 232. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning with scattered afternoon showers or even a thunder shower possible. Our high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, scattered showers with a low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, more scattered rain with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time at our new time slot, 2 until 4, and Matt Solomon from Cracked.com talking about SNL at 50. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Very beginning there, I was expecting Taylor to say, "Got nothing in my brain."
We can't afford that music.
Part of the fun that we've been having here, setting up the new mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on the Civic Media Radio Network, has been this overhaul of bumper music. And I think we should go ahead and tell this story, because it wasn't something I meant to do.
Yeah,
but we decided we want to have a different sound for a while here. So yeah, we were looking into basically what we'll call bumper music libraries.
Yeah.
And there are these music libraries that are out there of things that you can license for a lot less than playing, say, Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And honestly, there's a lot of catchy stuff out there.
Yeah.
There really is.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, let's get four or five of them and we'll just rotate them and come up with which ones we like. Well, I was having such a good time one day that I came up and I gave poor Greg and Luke a list of 16 songs.
Saying, which is fine. I'd rather have more than less.
Yes, exactly. So again, that's just part of the things we've been doing behind the scenes to get ready for the show. And so I give this to Greg and Luke, and I figure they'll either tell me to get lost, or they'll work through it. And they did work through it until I hear from Greg the thing I never expected to hear. Greg takes the story from there.
Well, first of all, the question I have that I have to ask to make the story make sense is, Pat, do you speak fluent Spanish?
I do not.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Let me use my Spanish. No.
Oh, there we go. Good job. Mm-hmm. Way to accent the O. So what happened was, is Pat sent us a bunch of links. It's fine. They're all great links. It's all great music. I really enjoy the music. It's fun. All of the links lead to the Latin American version of the Universal Music Library.
Which I have no idea how he got. It started in English, in my defense. It started in English, and at one point when I was clicking on one of the songs, I noticed that the title suddenly came up in Spanish. And I didn't think anything of it because I thought, well, I clearly hit a button someplace that lets you see it in English or Spanish, not realizing that, well, if you're on the Spanish language version and they take you to the login screen or whatever, you can't necessarily read the instructions, and poor Greg couldn't get into the library to see what all was there. So this is all still a work in progress, what we're trying to say. But again, the things you don't expect as you're doing all this prep work.
But the thing is, and I'm not going to get into this part because it's more of a technical producer process, but I can understand, I can read a fair amount of Spanish. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, all right, they're like, it won't let me download. So just log into your account. So I tried to log into my account and said, yep, it's an invalid login account. I'm like, no, it's not. So then I had to go to the English version, log in, and then the links that you sent me had to be translated from the Spanish into the English versions. And then they're still like, data's
so
not. And I'm just sitting going, why do we do radio? Why do we even do this? No, it's fine. Well, honestly, any good producer, when you hit a wall like this, there's about 15% of you that says, all right, I can't wait to figure out how to fix the problem.
Oh, so, yeah, right. You do. You do want to fix it. Shizu notes on here on YouTube, it might have been invalid based on your location.
Exactly.
Which
begs the question, how was I able to download some of the songs and some of the other ones weren't? So we have I have what I'm calling the darkest timeline fix, which is basically having to like spend a lot of time on it, but it's not that big of a deal. We'll get it all taken care of. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah. And we now have a story.
Exactly.
The one that we just told you and the one that we'll tell forever. Hey, remember the first day of the 3-hour show? Yeah.
Greg, are you telling the grandkids how you met me? No, I'm telling about the first day of Pat Kreitlow's show where I couldn't find the music links. Oh, little baby.
From Jim and Appleton on the text line. Don't forget about Netscape, the greatest browser of the early internet age. Could not agree more, Jim. I loved Netscape back in the day. And while since we're doing the websites and things, let's get to the devices, because about the same time I was using Netscape, while other people had their BlackBerries, I had a Palm Pilot.
Oh, God.
And the iPhone is amazing and all that, but that Palm Pilot was the best.
I didn't know anything about Palm Pilots. I was a BlackBerry guy for a few years.
Oh, and folks love their BlackBerries.
I love my BlackBerry, but I started working for a campaign, and like three or four of the guys had Palm Pilots, and they kept saying, I'll laser that over to you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I guess Palm Pilot had this thing on top of the phone where you could like point it at another Palm Pilot and transfer data. And it was just like watching the most petulant children talk about their toys. I'm like, can you guys just be adults? What is this, the future?
But here's the thing. We do that now. And remember how dumb this word first sounded? Oh, I'll Bluetooth. I'll use Bluetooth and get that over. Bluetooth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the hell is Bluetooth? And now we just, you know, it's like, that's the thing is Bluetooth. And I'm sure the people that invented the laser terminology going, really? I gave you the chance to use laser and you go with Bluetooth? I don't know.
Can you Google that for me? What is that? What are you talking about? Can you Google that?
Oh, I remember the first time I heard about Google. It was 2001. I was at a journalism seminar.
Yeah.
And, of course, you had Ask Jeeves and AltaVista. You had all these other search engines. And this person was like, nope, forget them all. There's this new one called Google. And they were showing it off to us. And we were like, oh, this is the greatest. It's so fast.
In the year 2000.
It's so much like any new computer. I love this iMac that's sitting in front of me right now. Love it. It was lightning fast. But like every other computer, over time, you know, the motor oil starts to gunk up in there.
Yeah.
And the same goes for what Google is now. What is Google now? It's kind of like what Elon Musk did to Twitter in that, okay, it's still kind of useful, but it is nothing like what it used to be.
No,
because you got all those sponsored links that are up there and others that are kind of, you know, trying to gin up the algorithm. Lordy, if there's anything I wish I could forget from this age, it's learning about algorithms, which is just a way of saying, you know, a business going, no, we'll decide what you see.
Exactly.
You don't get to. Exactly. You wanted Facebook and Twitter. You wanted those to be chronological and just from your friends. No, we will decide what shows up in your feed.
I just want, from now on for the news show, I just want the first half hour just to be like the rantings of Pat. Like, well, welcome to a new segment we're calling And Another Thing.
I like that. Let's see. Alicia says her dad had one, loved his Palm Pilot. Shizu says, I still haven't graduated from CDs. Cassandra, we get an OMG about Ask Jeeves. And also asking, does everyone remember the paperclip on Microsoft Word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clippy.
Because it made us want to shoot the computer screen. Like, get off my screen. I don't need your help. Not everybody agreed. She's you over here going, I adored the paperclip. I'm sorry.
There you go.
We differ just in that respect. Going back to our previous topic here about the governor giving advice on immigration raids and things like that. Alicia notes properly on YouTube, the governor literally outlined the law. The outrage Republicans are manufacturing and manipulating is infuriating. And Brenda says, thank you, talking about equal and fair administration of the law. And that's really all that we're talking about in this case. While we're talking about state government and politics, well, actually, before I do, I should have kicked off the segment with this. Folks going, wait, it's Wednesday. It was 6:30. Where's Melissa Baldoff with Climate Check? That was one of the changes to the show, and I don't know how I neglected that one. But Melissa will now join us live on Wednesdays at 8:30. You know, we've talked on this program a lot over the years about how tough it is to get guests at 6:30 in the morning. And so a fair number of them, with the exception of Dr. Lyerly on Mondays, a fair number of them were pre-recorded the day before because people were like, oh, man, I'd love to help you, but 6:30 is so early. Now suddenly 8:30 is available, And there they are. So Melissa's going to join us at 8:30. And there's a good chance we may play it back on Thursdays at 6:30 the next day for folks that maybe had to go to work and can't catch things. So, yes, Melissa will still be a part of the show. But I was talking about state government here and the legislature. The state Senate met yesterday. And in doing so, the state Senate, which I was a part of now it feels like a million years ago, did once again pass legislation that would allow for Medicaid coverage to expand and cover women who are a year postpartum, a year after childbirth. Currently, it is 60 days. And once upon a time, across all 50 states, you had Medicaid coverage for new moms for 60 days after childbirth. As part of, I believe it was, if it wasn't directly a part of the Affordable Care Act, it was something afterwards, perhaps through the American Rescue Plan, I forget now. But that said, here's federal funding, states, that will allow new moms to receive Medicaid coverage for 12 months postpartum, which is, again, a dangerous time in the life and health of a woman. It just is. There are health complications. There's drug interactions. There's abuse. There's depression. All of these things. And so what does Medicaid do? Medicaid provides affordable, stable health insurance coverage. That's all Medicaid is. Robin Voss can tell you all day long that it's welfare. And he's wrong. It's stable, affordable health insurance coverage for people with either lower incomes or disabilities, or their workplace doesn't offer health insurance. This really shouldn't be hard. And yet, almost every state has expanded coverage to 12 months postpartum, except Wisconsin and Arkansas. And Arkansas is changing theirs and getting set to cover women for a year postpartum. Wisconsin would literally be alone, the one state. This bill passed the Senate last time around 32-1, and the one guy is no longer in the state Senate. It passed yesterday, this time again 32-1, with Chris Kapinga of Delafield casting the only no vote. It's going to go to the Assembly like it did in the last session, and it's probably going to die again, even though the bill has so many co-sponsors in the Assembly that it would pass. But one guy is holding it up. And that would be Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who constantly equates Medicaid to welfare and says he does not want to expand welfare coverage in the state. Robin Voss is the only thing stopping new moms in Wisconsin from having stable, affordable health care coverage, and he's doing it based on his own ideology. Rather than A, the availability of funds, and B, the consensus of his own party, not to mention people throughout the state of Wisconsin. For one man to have that kind of power to play ideological games with health care is an absolute sin. But that's what he gets to do until or unless enough people in his own caucus and enough constituents tell him, peacefully, I hasten to add, that this would be the right thing to do. That this is not just affordable, not just medically recommended, it is humane. And that's really, what more can you ask of legislation than to be humane? Voss went on to say that he felt like he was being, I don't think he used the word persecuted, but saying that there were other Republicans who felt the same way as him, but you know, because he's in the big chair, they're letting him take all the heat. Would you please come down from your cross, Speaker Voss? You are not a victim in this in any way, shape, or form. It's direct, but let's say it, Robin Voss, you're the bad guy in this. You're the villain in this. And a lot of times, a guy like Robin Voss will be like, yeah, I wear that hat proudly. Not this time, pal. Not this time. Let that bill come up for a vote, a clean vote, and let it pass. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Chuck McDowell here. If you were misled or lied to in any way when buying a timeshare, right now is your wake-up call. With the tariffs, economy tanking, and inflation rising, you might need to ask yourself this question. Is owning a timeshare a good idea? With all the economic uncertainty, you need to protect yourself and your family. Don't look back and say, if I'd have only got rid of that stupid timeshare they lied to me about. It's time to stop thinking about canceling your timeshare and finally get rid of it and be smart with your money. At Wesley Financial Group, we've saved 48,000 families an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare permanently or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Every time I look.
Roy Orbison was born this day in 1936, passed away far too young at the age of 52 back in 1988. And this hit of his, You Got It, was released posthumously, written by Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne. George Harrison was also in the studio that day. Just one of the birthdays and other events in today's history lesson, which on Wednesdays includes a visit with our good friend Melissa Kay. From 97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, Melissa, how are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm great.
And for folks that maybe hadn't heard previously, Melissa's also directing a play.
What?
Yeah.
Now, you heard, you know. The play is called Noises Off, and it is part of the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yes, the end of our 50th season.
Dang.
Yes.
And the end of next week is when it premieres, right?
Yep, May 1st. Opening
May 1st, and, first and 2nd at 7 p.m., May 3rd at 2 p.m., and then May 8th and 9th at 7 p.m., and May 10th at 2 p.m. Yes, get your tickets at wrctheater.org. WRC
I love how you say that.
Theater, because it's T-H-E-A-T-R-E. not ER.
Darling, we're going to the theater.
Yes. Are you having fun with it still?
Oh yes, we are having a blast. I got to yell at the cast last night.
Again?
You bragged about that last week too. I got to yell at the cast.
Last week it was a stern talking to. Now it's a yelling. What's going to be next?
Okay, well, when they don't do the thing that I've told them to do three times, I get to yell at them.
Is that theater law?
It works that way around here too.
It's my director law.
Jeez, she's laying down the law.
No, and we all laughed and giggled about it. It was a good time. So it was a stern talking to that was, you know, also funny because that's what we do.
There we go. All right. So anyway, head up to the website and support. Either go to the play, buy tickets, or support the theater so that folks like Melissa can continue to direct plays. Back to the history lesson. King Charles, not this one, the last one. King Charles II was crowned in Westminster Abbey this day in 1661.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I know. Some say a spell ago.
The number one song this week in 1977 was by Thelma Houston.
Oh, yeah. Get on the floor.
Now, we can't wait for the chorus now, but this would be Don't Leave Me This Way. If you didn't say that, didn't you?
Wow, today's been a weird day. Keep talking, Pat.
On this day in 1985, do you remember by any chance, Melissa, the controversy over New Coke? Coca-Cola changed its formula this day in 1985 and released New Coke. The response was overwhelmingly negative. The original formula was back on the market in less than 3 months. And then New Coke went away. And I'm not telling you they're the exact same thing, but I really liked New Coke back then. And
Of course you did.
And I really like Coke Zero now. And I thought they were good. Did you have the rest of Thelma Houston for us here or no?
Oh, of course I do, because I move fast in these streets. I don't know.
Flying fingers over there.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could have lived one night in 1977 and just gone out dancing.
Oh, it would have been a night. It would have been a night, trust me. Let's see. Baseball legend for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Spahn, was born this day in 1921. Actress Shirley Temple was born this day in 1928. Valerie Bertinelli is 65 years old today.
Oh.
Little Barbara Cooper from One Day at a Time.
Mrs.
Eddie Van Halen is 65 today. George Lopez is 64. Kenny Chesney released his sixth studio album this day in 2002. No shoes, no shirt, no problems. No shoes,
no shirt. Thus becoming officially the Jimmy Buffett of country music.
Very much so. That was as savvy as it gets. Let's see. John Cena is 48. And did you see he just became the WWE or whatever champion for like the 17th time?
Did he win WrestleMania? I didn't even watch WrestleMania.
He did.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's what the script writers wanted.
Boo.
But I always love pointing out, though, that John Cena was born. He's 48, so he was born this day in 1977. And metaphorically, in the bassinet right next to him, born that same day, also 48 today, John Oliver.
Yeah.
John Oliver, John Cena, not separated at birth. Believe it or not, they had different parents.
Because one was born on a different continent.
Well, yeah.
Oh, there's you with your details.
Yeah.
Boo.
Dexy's Midnight Runners had the number one song this week in 1983. This is Army Reserve Day. It was on this day in 1908 that Congress organized a group of 160 doctors to form the Medical Reserve Corps for use during national emergencies. It was a precursor to what became the U.S. Army Reserve.
And this MASH. And MASH, too.
And MASH. Yes, MASH was created this day in 1908. Right. This is National English Muffin Day. English muffins are okay.
There's a basis for Eggs Benedict. Don't kiss my English muffins.
I'm not. Okay, all right. I'm not one of your actors. Don't yell at me. My problem with English muffins are the same problem I have with scones. They can be great, but when they're bad, they're bad.
That's true.
That's true. That. Yes, I grant you that. But more importantly than the English muffins, today is Cherry Cheesecake Day. And that might be the... I'm not the biggest cheesecake fan, but if you put cherries on a cheesecake, I am in.
And Melissa's shaking her head like a communist.
Well, I love cherries.
Yeah.
And I love cheese.
Uh-huh.
Cheese does not love me, so I can...
It's one of those things.
Yeah. No, if I eat it, dude.
Sorry.
Give me a whole one.
Sounds good. Thank you, Melissa, so much. Hey, do you want to hang around for a few minutes? Have you got time?
I sure.
Oh, my gosh.
More Melissa K?
We get more See, this new three-hour show is off to a great start already. More Melissa K, more guests.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Evacuation orders have been lifted for thousands of people in Ocean County, New Jersey, who are told to leave their homes because of a growing wildfire. Kelly Mendoza, one of the evacuees whose power was also cut, says she's not the one people should be thinking about.
Just pray for the firefighters and the police that are all fighting this fire and they get it under control, and God be with them.
Thousands of faithful filing past the casket of Pope Francis as he lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica. Most did not know him personally, but Sister Jeanette Gaudet did.
He was somebody that I will never forget because he was so personal and funny. Personal and funny and full of joy and hope.
The Pope's funeral will be held on Saturday. The market's pointing higher following a strong day on Tuesday, as Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told a group of bankers that he doesn't think the current situation with tariffs between the U.S. and China is sustainable. This is ABC News.
No more mold.